That sense of feeling out of place, we heard a lot about that while putting together this show. Nico Summers recently shared his story with producer Noah Miller of San Francisco's Out Loud Radio.
What I can remember from sixth grade through eighth grade was the boys asking me, why aren't you hanging out with the girls? Because I would always hang out with the boys, and they would get annoyed, they would get angry, they would get intimidated, and they would get scared because there was a girl playing with them, and girls aren't supposed to play with boys in middle school, you know? Especially in sixth through eighth grade, you know, boys are, like, staying in their own pack, you know? Like, they don't let other girls in. And the fact that I wanted to be like them, the fact that I wanted to be a boy like them, was so confusing to them that it was like, you know, just get out of here. Just don't interact with us. We don't have time for that. Hi, my name is Nico, and I have two moms named Elizabeth and Sally. Sally is Caucasian, and Elizabeth is African-American. And they have been together for 35 years. They have 12 children. I have 9 brothers and 3 sisters, 13 including me. So there was always around 3 or 4 of them living with me at a time. Yeah, I have a very big, queer, extended family. So I live in a Victorian house, which has many rooms, and me and 3 of my brothers shared a room. I would always see my brothers working outside with big power tools and, like, all this cool stuff, like, digging up lots of dirt and, like, their muscles going and, like, throwing the ball for the dog and just doing all this stuff. And I always grew up around that, lots of masculinity. And I was just this little girl trying to figure out where she really belonged and, like, if she was a she and stuff like that. At first, I came out as a lesbian because I wanted to keep my femininity and I wanted to keep every part of me that was feminine. And I didn't really know what trans was. I was kind of timid to what that would be for me and what that would be like. But because I was attracted to females and I saw that my brothers were always bringing over girls, and so I thought, well, maybe I just should be a male. As my brothers moved out, I became really more comfortable with myself and who I was. I had to go through people teasing me about, you know, not dressing my gender, not looking like my gender. I started becoming more aware of, you know, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? And is this okay? Is this right for me? The fact that my parents kept encouraging me to do all these things and to keep myself involved, it was hard for me to feel like I was not supposed to be doing it, because 2 of my most proud supporters were supporting me with this.